This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jo Gore has made a name for herself around the Triangle, singing jazz and R&B. Over the years, she's gotten away a little bit from her gospel roots. Well, she has a new album, The Herstory of Josephine Gore, Return of the Articulate Kinsman, Volume 1. And she's revisiting those old gospel songs while showing off some new styles that she has picked up along the way. The album drops next Thursday, September 20th. Before that, Jo is going to open for Al Green at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And before all of that, she and The Alternative are here in the studio. Jo Gore on vocals, Chip Newton on the electric guitar, Bob Lankenau on the acoustic guitar, and Weldon Kolick on the trombone. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. So tell me about this new album.
Yes, The Herstory of Josephine Gore. We're so excited about it. It's a mix of soul and jazz, and there's some rock and roll, and then we got these little gospel interludes that are woven in between, and we're real excited about it. You know, it's real rootsy, and it's what we do, and you know, and it's a mixed bag, and you know, it's the music that we like. We're pretty proud of it.
Gospel really is your introduction to music.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And you, so you loved it. You were singing it.
Well, not as a young girl, but I really didn't like it as a young girl. And then it wasn't until I got to UNC Chapel Hill that you know, I just decided to revisit some of that stuff. You know, I'm in, you know, some English classes, and we're talking about, you know, Negro spirituals or whatever, and so it's like, oh wow, you know, I didn't know that this stuff had merit. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it because it's like, oh, I know every song in the book. Like, what are you guys talking about?
and this, the Herstory of Josephine Gore, autobiographical in a lot of ways.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yeah, definitely. My grandmother is featured on the album as well. So in between the songs, we have these little gospel little segments, and then there's my grandmother where she's talking, and that actually comes from her trial sermon that she did many years ago, and she recorded it on cassette. So we went back and took a lot of that stuff and went through it and found some really interesting pieces. And
she's a preacher.
She is. She still is. My grandfather as well.
Will you do a song for us now?
Yes, sir.
You give me something my body needs, and I can't live without your disease. Mama says I quit because it's killing me, but you give me something my body needs, and I need you. I got voices, baby, in my head. They keep on telling me that you are here, so I kill me, love me to death. I said, nah, kill me. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo
Joe Gore in the Alternative live on the State of Things, going to be at Cat's Cradle September 20th for the release of her new album, The Herstory of Josephine Gore. That song is on it, The Card Dealer. Not the card dealer.
No. That one was Kill Me. And I'm sorry, let me clarify. So we have a studio album, and we also have a live album and a DVD. So the song that we just did is going to be on our live album called Kill Me. Yes. So
Kill Me. And what's that song? Is that the fish song?
That is a fish song. So it started off, I'm a vegetarian. Bo and I are both vegetarians. And so after gigs, a lot of times you're not done till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, Bo, I got to go to the theater and get some salmon, some sushi, something. And it's like, you keep eating this stuff, Joe, it's going to kill you. And I just said, it will kill me, And so I've been trying for years to kick the habit. And that's what it's evolved from that. But yeah, that's how it got started.
Wow. And we do another song for us now.
Yes, definitely. This one's called Card Dealer. I'm sorry. We're going to do a gospel song. So this is one of the gospel tunes that is on the studio album.
All right. Joe Gore and the Alternative, Since I Laid My Burdens Down, on the new album about to be released September 20th called The Herstory of Josephine Gore, The Return of the Articulate Kinsman, Volume 1. Will there be a Volume 2?
Yes, sir. We already have a title. The History of Josephine Gore, Dark Matter.
Oh, okay. Volume 2.
That's it.
You know, you talked about rediscovering the music, gospel music, at the university.
I did.
So did you come at it kind of academic? What did you learn about it that made you say, oh, wait, there's more to this than just...
Well, I majored in English, and so, you know, while I'm there in some of those intro courses, you know, and you're sort of reintroduced, and particularly, you know, in Southern Lit classes, and so, and you go back and you look at what all is considered to be that Southern, and it's so like, wow, you know, Go Down Moses is, you know, the lyrics are here, or, you know, I mean, just your classic Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, or Steal Away, you know, all that stuff is there, and it's like, wow, I didn't know that this really meant something, you know, I was going to throw it all away, and so it was then, it's like, wow, I grew up with all of this stuff, I know all of this.
Does it change your approach to the music, though, when you come back at it intellectually, you think about the music, do you render it differently?
I do. It becomes, there's like real emotion there now. It's like sacred. And so it's like, you know, when I'm in church, it's like, why are you guys getting so excited? Like, you need to, you know, calm down or something. And then it's like, oh, and then you'd read about the history of all this. There's people here that remember. Yeah. You know, and they understand what these lyrics really mean, you know. And I remember people would try to explain and say, no, my dad would say, I remember when I could not go into this building, and this is why, you know, this is how it, and it wasn't that long ago. And so, and now that stuff is, oh, wow, you know, I got it. So, and it's very much a part of me. I'll never let it go.
I hope not. Will you do another one for us?
Yes, sir. This one is called Car Dealer.
In the wind, it was devil's all a grin. Even God laughed when they sinned. The world changed its name to Job. It took you so long to die. I watched it eat away at you, and I laughed when I cried. You said that I wouldn't understand because I'm not a man. Well, blame God for the bad pain. Because after all, we're all just cards. Blame the dealer for where you were. Look up to heaven, wish on a lucky star. If you don't understand, blame the dealer for the bad. It ate away at you. They told you it would eat away at you. I told you it would eat away at you, but you let it eat away at you. It was past glory days of churches full of metal cars and deeds to fruitful land. Well, blame God for the bad. After all, you were just a car. Because after all, you're all just cars. Blame that dealer for where you were. Look up to heaven, wish on a lucky star. If you don't understand, blame the dealer for the bad. Why do we wait until they're gone before we say goodbye? Spending all these years just asking the sky, Father, is it cold? Is it dark? Do you know where the hell you are? And is that cursed place really too hot to stand? Oh, you gotta talk to God about the bad air. After all, you and I, every single one of us, we're just cursed. Because after all, you're all just hurt. Blame that dealer for where you are. look up to heaven, wish on a lucky star. If you don't understand, blame the dealer for the bad. Because after all, we're all just cards. Blame the dealer for where you were. Look up to heaven, shone a lucky star. If you don't understand, blame the dealer for the bad.
Joe Gore and the Alternative. They are going to be opening for Al Green September 19th, 7:30 Durham Performing Arts Center. Then the following Thursday, September 20th, they release their new album with a performance at the Cat's Cradle. Great to see you on the program. I got to tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Cookery on Chapel Hill Street right here in Durham. And they're going to open their front room. And I'm going to do cook my own homemade Italian sausage.
Homemade Italian sausage.
I know this doesn't impress you because you're a vegetarian.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But I had to learn.
You get some soy.
There will be. There's actually going to be vegan sausage there. All the food trucks are going to be there, live music. There's going to be wine and beer tasting at the Cookery on Chapel Hill Street in Durham for their grand opening of their front room. It's going to be great. It's going to be a party.
Live music
is going to be great. We'd love to have you there. Italians, I've made my own. You know, I had to learn. I was in Iowa. I went to Iowa, mm-hmm. and they don't have Italians there. Actually, they don't have black people there either. Nothing but white people in there. And so no Italians. Had to make my own sausage. They do not. You know, the white people are fine. Some of my best friends are white. But I'm telling you, they don't know how to cook for Italians. So I made my own sausage. Going to be cooking it. And the money's going to go to the Durham Crisis Response Center. That's where I'm going to be. You are going to be at Cat's Cradle September 20th for the release of your new album. And it is called The Herstory of Josephine Gore. Thanks for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio Broadcast Service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Joe Gore and The Alternative.
Aw, thanks.
Play something.
Hurry up, baby.
What are we
doing?
What are we gonna play?
It's all right, baby.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
it works.
Dora, baby, has had all it can now. It's alright, baby, I'm stuck to you, just like love. We're like Willie and his weed, like Wilma and Fred. We're